Hello and welcome to my daily meditation. My name is Jill and I do a live broadcast of my meditations every day on an app called Periscope. And this is the audio version of that meditation. So meditation today is a really special one. And every once in a while we get to go to this place. And when we do, I absolutely love it. So in a shamanic sense, which is where a lot of my training is in shamanic practices, this type of meditation is also referred to as an upper world journey. So for those of you that are not familiar with shamanism or shamanic practices or journey work, this might just be your introductory to it. Now, there's nothing off or strange about this meditation, other than you might feel your body become lighter as you go into this ethereal plane, which we call the upper world. And in this place, shamans or shamanic practitioners will do journey work for healing work. And that's what we're doing essentially today, is we are going to the upper world, into the sacred space, which is yours, and we are exploring our soul book in order to retrieve something that we've lost. Now, if you were to see a shamanic practitioner, they would not take you to the upper world. They themselves would likely not journey to the upper world, but this is a place for higher guidance or awareness. A lot of times we'll journey here to see guides, angelic beings. Sometimes our loved ones who've crossed into spirit will also be here. When you go up into this place, you'll have a gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper into your sacred space isn't because something bad's going to come into that space. It's almost like the subconscious keeper. I don't know how else to put that. It's like someone there to kind of help you monitor and hold back what it is that isn't for your highest good at that time. So sometimes you'll notice your gatekeeper will say, well, no, so-and-so can't come in with you. Even though you want them there, it's not really best for you for whatever it is that you need to do while you're in that space. So just to be, kind of aware of that. I get a lot of questions about the gatekeeper, so that's how the gatekeeper functions. Once you're in the space, it's really, it's this really beautiful place of light. Your body feels light. You can feel an exceptional amount of love when you're in this space, and unconditional love. It's a way to review your life from a perspective of love for yourself. So I love coming to the upper world for that purpose, so that I can come into balance with some of the harsh things I put on myself, and that we all do. I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, I can't get that promotion, I can't make enough money, I can't keep a partner, all sorts of things, I'm not a good parent. So in the upper world is kind of where we can release all those things, come back into balance, and bring back what we need for ourselves so that we can do that and function in a space of love. So I really do hope that you enjoy today's meditation, aka journey to the upper world. And as always, I hope it brings you a sense of wholeness and peace, and just wish you all the best.
Let's go ahead and get started. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in and slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath. Just breathe. bring back that really nice even flow through the body. Feel your belly expand, pulling the breath all the way down. Though it's not shallow in the chest, but it's moving all the way down, expanding the diaphragm, pushing the belly out. That rhythm of breath is nice and even, just like an ocean wave. The breath comes in, tide comes in, the breath goes out, the tide goes out. Hearing that breath in your ears. Now I want you to relax your shoulders. Move that relaxation all the way down your arms to the tips of your fingers, resting your hands on your legs or on your knees. And just feeling that breath move through the body. Really bringing us to that nice relaxed state. You don't have anywhere to go or to be this moment. It's just you and your breath. Nice and relaxed. We're going to start somewhere very special. You're going to feel your feet on the ground, outside in nature. Below your feet, cool grass. And as you raise your awareness up, you'll see that you're standing in a circle of trees. Directly in front of you is one very large tree. Its branches reach up to the clouds. It stands above all the rest. A few feet away from you, a small ring of stones, and inside that stones, a fire, unattended but burning. I just want you to see that it's there, and we'll come back to that. I want you to move forward, moving towards that great tree. Until you walk all the way up to it and are able to place your hands on the trunk of the tree and look up into its branches. As you do, I want you to notice all of the charms, ornaments hanging from the inside of the tree. All prayers and wishes and blessings. Now I want you to place your hands in the bark of the tree. And as you do, notice that a small door appears. What we're going to do next is go through that door and feel the tree as we step inside. Take us up as if it's pulling us through its trunk all the way to the top of its branches. When you're ready, open that door and step inside the tree. And As you do, you may feel lighter. As the tree begins to pull you upward, your body loses that heaviness or denseness. Continue being pulled up until you're all the way to the top of the branches. Somehow no longer inside the trunk of the tree. Standing on top of it and looking down to the world. Extending out to meet you is a small platform which appears to be hovering in the clouds. Once you step onto that platform and follow the path that's there extended out before you, your feet making their way down, noticing the difference when you're standing on the earth, when you're standing in this place, almost like walking on marshmallows. As you're walking along this path, you're going to come to a large gate. Standing next to that gate is a gatekeeper. Beautiful being of light. They can look like anything or anyone. You may recognize them as someone you know. You may not. As you're standing in front of that gate and you greet your gatekeeper, I want you to ask permission to enter. When the gate opens, I want you to step inside. If you've brought anyone with you, it's at this time I want you to ask your gatekeeper for permission for them to enter with you as well. As you step inside this place, almost like a secret garden, this is your sacred space in this beautiful ethereal plane. A couple important things here. In the middle of your space, you might see some sort of water feature, a water fountain. It could be massive and it might be very small. Along the walls, you may see paintings or books. As you're looking around, there's one book in particular that's very important, a very large book that sits on a pedestal. I want you to find it and walk towards it. Once you find the book, I want you to just examine it. What do its pages look like? And the binding, the outside of the book. What color is it? Are there any special symbols or markings on it? You may see none of those things. Just the pages. That's fine too. This book is very special. It's what we call a soul book. Just like a catalog. taking you back to certain places and parts of your life, your existence. Today we're going to explore that book with a very specific intention. As we move through life, we lose parts of ourselves. Parts that we don't even know we've lost sometimes. Perhaps we've lost inspiration. Perhaps we've lost the ability to love. Perhaps we've lost trust. So we're going to go find it today. I want you to place your hand on the book. I'll count back from 3 to 1. And then we're going to go inside the book. You'll just be an observer. Cannot manipulate or change things that have already happened. You're just merely watching. What I want you to do is, as you watch, maybe see something from a different perspective. You're trying to gather whole truth and find what you lost. Now with your hand on the book, I'm going to count back from 3 to 1. When you enter the book, this is where I'll leave you for a while, but I'll call you back when it's time. 3, 2, 1. I want you to move into the book. time to come back through the book. So just as you went in, you'll be pulled out. On three, two, one. You're standing in front of the book, with your hand still on it, you'll notice that underneath your palm is an object, something that you've pulled back through with you. This may be an object that you release, something that you let go of, so something new can come in, or it may be an object that you keep. Pull the object away from the book along with your hand. At this time, we're going to step back towards the gate and leave this beautiful space. As you move to the gate, eventually through it, I want you to say goodbye to your gatekeeper. Find the tree. Step out to its branches. As you step out to the branches, find yourself being pulled back down into the trunk, feeling your body become heavier as you feel yourself being pulled farther down, closer to the earth's surface. Till your feet finally touch the bottom. And in front of you is that open door where you step through and stand in front of the tree. Closing the door and placing your hands on its trunk. As you look back to where you started, you see that small circle of stones. And the fire is still burning there. I want you to walk towards that small fire. With that object in your hand, this is where you get to make the decision to release and let go. Or to bring back in and pull into your heart. As you do, just take a moment to realize what it is that represents. What it is that you need to let go of, or what you need to pull back into. Step back towards, away from the fire, back to where you began. Looking up at that great tree, I want you to take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Bring your hands into heart center. Take a nice deep breath in. slowly exhale. Just take a moment for gratitude or an affirmation for yourself, or just to recenter yourself, coming back fully into your body. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back.